Thank you both for joining us today on NephTalk. It's a pleasure to talk about the Home Dialysis Academy of Excellence with our guests, Dr. Graham Abra, MD, Satellite Healthcare's Chief Medical Officer for Home Therapies, and Ken Leidner, Chief Growth Officer at Satellite Healthcare. What is the Home Dialysis Academy of Excellence? The acronym is HDAE. And how did it come about? Who'd like to go first?
Graham, why don't you take it away?
Sure. So I wear two hats. I'm a practicing nephrologist from the Division of Nephrology of Stanford, and I'm also the Chief Medical Officer of Home Therapies here at Satellite. And in my role as a clinical nephrologist, part of the great joy of that job is I get to teach nephrology fellows. And for many years, I've noticed that there is an unmet need in terms of more robust education around home therapies, both peritoneal dialysis and home hemodialysis. And fellows are really hungry for this. They want to learn about these therapies. And we had a real opportunity to do education in a deeper, more extensive way that would really engage fellows and get them excited about these therapies that do have so many benefits for patients. And so I had for a long time wanted to have a dedicated educational experience around these things.
The HDAE is an educational immersion program created through a collaboration between Stanford Medicine, University of California, Davis Health, and Satellite Healthcare. Ken, what are your thoughts about the inception of the HDAE program?
It's interesting because Dr. Abra's been immersed from the clinical side. My history is about 18 years in the dialysis space, coming at it from the provider side. I'm not a physician. So I've worked with nephrologists in a business capacity. And when I got to Satellite, remember this, it was my first day. Actually, it was the medical director meeting for Satellite. And as a chief growth officer, I wanted to start intermingling and meeting with our physicians. So I saw Graham sitting at a high top table at the beginning of the session. And I walked up to him, introduced myself, gave him a little bit of my background, and shared that I had the honor of working to develop a program that was targeted to fellows and really trying to help them understand the economics of nephrology, the business side of it that they never had any exposure to. And Dr. Abra said, we should do something like that. And knowing that Dr. Abra had been working a lot with home therapies, he started sharing with me some of the gaps and barriers that nephrology fellows and nephrologists in general have. And that's when we first came up with the idea and said, why don't we develop a program that will help these fellows embrace and be empowered for home therapies.
Dr. Abra, could you discuss the symposium, the HDAE symposium, which is an in-person 2.5-day educational program for nephrology fellows held in the fall, in this case, this coming September 28th through 30th.
Absolutely. This is a live event with a series of case-based presentations from home dialysis experts from both across the United States and some who are coming from international venues. In addition to didactic-type presentations, we'll have panel discussions. We'll have hands-on learning with home dialysis equipment, both for peritoneal dialysis and home hemodialysis, and dedicated time for networking with all of the experts that are running these sessions. So for fellows, it's really designed to be an immersive, fun, interesting experience in learning about home therapies. Our symposium is designed for nephrology fellows, but we have the broader HDAE community that's available through our website. And through that, practicing nephrologists, nurses, patients, allied healthcare professionals, really anybody who's interested in learning more about home dialysis can sign up to be a part of the community and view content that will be recorded as part of our live symposium, in addition to virtual content, which we previously produced. So it's a really nice option for people to be involved and learn, even if they're not a nephrology fellow and going to be with us during our 2.5 days of live learning.
You'll see this QR code again at the end of the program and have an opportunity to join the HDAE community. The Home Dialysis Academy of Excellence is designed to provide nephrology fellows with a wide and deep understanding of the value and application of home dialysis as a therapeutic option. But another part of the issue is that people typically stay with the system, the modality that they start with. Thus, your intervention, your engagement with nephrology fellows prior to their practice will help increase the numbers of patients on home dialysis. Is that a fair observation?
Absolutely.
We don't prescribe what we don't know. In the case of home therapies, if it's not something that you're familiar with, you're just not going to be able to counsel patients around the benefits of these therapies and feel comfortable starting and managing these different types of dialysis. And so I think that's one of the big benefits that we see for getting fellows interested and excited about these therapies before they're out in practice, either in the community or in the academic setting or elsewhere. I think that's the opportunity for us that we're trying to fulfill. And HDAY, it's not just about providing them with knowledge and understanding. It's also about providing them with a network of expert nephrologists who are really enthusiastic about home therapies, who they can then collaborate with and over time get advice from as they're out in practice. Because the home therapy is not a one and done. You manage these patients for years.
Currently, only 13% of dialysis patients choose to receive their dialysis at home. Do you have a goal that you are working towards statistically?
It's interesting that you phrased that the way you did. You've said about 13% of patients choose to do a home therapy. And I think this is one of the gaps that Ken and I see, because there are many patients who do not have that choice because they don't understand or know about home therapies in a way in which they might select one.
Are you suggesting that the alternative was not presented to them?
Either the alternative was not presented to them, and there are many studies that look at this, the fraction of patients that are actually offered education around the modalities. And then secondly, the sort of the genesis of the Home Dialysis Academy of Excellence, again, if you don't have nephrologists that are passionate and educated about these types of therapies, they're simply not going to be doing a great job in presenting the risks and the benefits of all the modalities. Peritoneal dialysis, home hemo, in-center transplant, conservative care, et cetera. So I think part of the goal of this program is to give nephrologists the spark to go out and get those skills and tools for the home therapy so that they can really provide patients with the full suite of options and the patient can truly choose what's best for them in a real shared decision-making with the doctor, understanding fully the risks and benefits of all the therapies.
Right. Yeah, I'd have to agree with Dr. Abra.
What we are really seeking to do here is to empower nephrologists in training to come out and be confident about the home therapies to the same degree that they're confident with other forms of therapy, which our current educational system really does an excellent job in teaching them about.
Is there a re-education component to this too, to engage nephrologists who may have been practicing for a few years, asking them to appreciate the need to move into this area more assertively, more aggressively, and engage patients, inspire patients to consider home dialysis, even if it means leaving the embrace of in-center?
Yeah. Something Graham and I have talked about a lot over the last 3 years is how can we get this information, this opportunity to practicing nephrologists who have very busy days. As chief growth officer, I work with a lot of physicians in the marketplace right now, and we share with them what we were developing as a concept to get their input, feedback, and as well as soliciting participation on faculty. And what I heard mostly from the community was that they would love to have an opportunity to participate in this, not only as faculty, but if they could participate as a participant in the programs itself, if they could have new associates perhaps attend this program.
and get excited and bring the information back to the practice.
Yeah. And Graham, I know you and I talked about as we designed the program too, how can we get that done earlier? And we have talked about expanding the program as well so that we might run it multiple times a year. We would invite just only established nephrologists into the program. We're still working through some of that to make sure we do it efficiently and it aligns with the needs of the nephrology community.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, not just with a 2.5-day symposium, but also connecting people together who can then go in their practice and their career and reach out to each other to form really a network, a collaborative of people who are excited about home therapies and will go back to their respective communities and be advocates for them.
Dr. Abra, what were you taught about home dialysis in medical school?
Gosh, I didn't learn about home dialysis truly until I was a resident in internal medicine. And even then, the information that I got about it was pretty limited and superficial. It's like any field in medicine. It's a subspecialty. There's a lot of detail and nuance to it. So I was aware, in particular, that peritoneal dialysis existed. Home hemodialysis, gosh, I don't know. If you'd asked me when I was a resident, I might have said that's kind of a crazy idea. And certainly it became something that I, you know, became interested in as a fellow and learned much more about. But even as a fellow, I would say that my understanding of the home therapies was still not at a deep level. And really, it was through self-teaching and exposure after I completed fellowship that I really learned about how home dialysis is done, how to be successful with it, how to manage the nuances of it. And that's part of why we're running this symposium, because we want people earlier in training to have better understanding so that when they come out, their self-teaching, which happens for all physicians after training, doesn't have to be quite as deep as perhaps others who had come before them. And it's also meant to spark interest and passion about it, which is really key for any field of medicine to become really good in. There's nothing like seeing it and experiencing it with a person who's actually doing it. It invigorates you to try to help other people benefit from these same types of therapies. And that's part of my motivation that dovetailed really well with what Ken was seeing.
Tell us about that, Ken.
Well, I hear it mostly from the nephrologists, and much of it is anecdotal about their patient base, ranging everywhere from patients that really didn't even know it was an option for them. They found out about it after the fact, to looking at how they could embrace it and really be empowered. I think that's the key word that we're trying to really promote here. It's empowerment for the nephrologist. It's empowerment for the patients themselves.
Dr. Abra, do your HDA collaborators benefit too from this spirit of empowerment?
We've had an outstanding experience with getting this program off of the ground, finding people who are passionate and interested in teaching about home therapies. They come from our collaborators at Stanford and at UC Davis and from farther afield. But what we're hopeful for as we continue to run this program and grow the community is that we get more interested faculty members, more people who are interested in teaching, because there are lots of great teachers out there. And, you know, our goal is to provide a platform to educate new fellows. And we would love to see new voices come to that platform who are passionate and interested in teaching.
I have a question for both of you. Does HDA align with the mission of Satellite Healthcare as a nonprofit venture?
Graham, I'd have to say resounding yes. One of the things that attracted me to Satellite was the nonprofit status as well as the mission of improving the lives of those with kidney disease. And when we went out to design this, I think, Graham, we said, all right, how does this align with our mission? And what can we do to help improve those lives of those patients?
Couldn't agree more with Ken. I think it is absolutely aligned with our mission. It's also aligned with our purpose to be a catalyst for change in the kidney community. And this type of a program, you know, it's creating people who are going to go back to the places that they practice, and they're going to bring the knowledge, hopefully the enthusiasm, the mindset that home therapies are a wonderful thing to make sure that patients are aware of and to manage these things well. So I think it's very much in line with what we want to do as a dialysis provider, and really back to the core of our mission, our purpose, and our nonprofit status.
Ken, your thoughts, please.
Knowledge really is a way to empower people. And Dr. Auber talked earlier about many patients that weren't even aware of home therapies as being an option. But just having that added knowledge earlier in the stage of chronic kidney disease does empower that patient to make better choices. And I've always viewed it from the standpoint of how can I empower nephrologists with more tools and information to help them do what they desire to do in the area of healthcare, which is, of course, help their patients live better lives.
And I would also say, to add on to what Ken said there, that as physicians, with any medication or therapy, we want to describe all of the options that go along with those. And then we want to tailor what the approach is for a given patient based on that array of options and the pluses and the minuses and how it fits in with the patient's individual situation. And when you subtract out a bunch of the options because you just don't know about them, that's not good medicine. And I think that's part of what we want to encourage here is let's really do really great medicine by ensuring that we're providing people with the understanding, the ability to offer all options for dialysis for patients.
How do you envision success? What would the ultimate goal for H-Day look like? If I'm turning the clock ahead at 3-5 years, where would you like to be at that point?
I think from one aspect, how do I know that we're doing it right, if we get it right, is we'll have nephrologists who went through the program coming back to us and basically saying, thank you. You helped me. You helped me do a better job as a nephrologist for my patients.
Dr. Abra?
If I flash forward for 10 years, and what does the program look like? I would say there's a community of people who are enthusiastic and interested about it. You know, people who want to come back and be speakers, people who are referring their colleagues and their new associates. A huge success for me would look like that. Plus, we would see the outcome of what we're trying to achieve. We would see more patients benefiting from these therapies. So we would see in the graduates of the program that they were going back and practicing, and that their group of patients, more of them were benefiting from the home therapies than perhaps they might have if they hadn't been engaged and sort of excited by what we provided.
Do you have a number in mind? Do you wake up in the middle of the night saying 25% by 2027?
I think more than a number, I'm really looking to see that people are being thoughtful. People are really providing great care. People are engaging with their patients in meaningful ways and discussions about the dialysis modalities. And yes, the numbers will go up. This isn't a program where I'm saying, let's tack this to a percentage of patients that are on home therapies. Rather, this is one where we're looking to create enthusiasm, understanding, excitement, and interest in the home modalities that eventually lead to more patients benefiting from them.
And the numbers will follow.
The numbers will follow. The numbers.
Right. I obviously think of numbers. I'm a numbers guy. I'm probably thinking in the 30s, 40% would be wonderful within the next 10 years. But it's not just the home therapy penetration. I think we're also excited about the opportunity to have higher incidence of transplant, which the data shows if a patient is on home therapy, they're more likely to be a good candidate for transplant. And we also know that H-Day is not the only catalyst to do this. We're part of the ecosystem. So it takes the whole community, really, to make this happen. I think we're excited about being a part of that, and we'd like to be a big part of it, but we know we can't do it alone. It's got to be with others.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of speaks a little bit to our collaboration too, right? So this is collaboration between Satellite Healthcare, which is, you know, long been recognized as a leader in the home therapy.
Yes.
But we're collaborating with two excellent academic nephrology programs at the University of California, Davis, and the Stanford Division of Nephrology. And both of these divisions are proponents of home therapies, and they see the need and the benefit that Ken and I were talking about earlier. And so we've, I think, gotten a lot of insight, understanding, fuel, invigoration from the participation of the program directors from those two respective institutions.
This has been a very exciting, exhilarating, and frankly, educational conversation. So I will set the numbers aside and the results will speak for themselves. Thank you both for joining us today on NEF Talk. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christopher. It's been a pleasure for me as well.